their finest hour, sorting out the block charge, and a shot for the ages. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. In the movie Apollo 13, with the wounded space capsule re-entering the Earth's atmosphere, flight director Gene Kranz, played by Ed Harris, quiets the naysayers with the phrase, "I think this will be our finest hour." Some might have thought the chances for the Rockford Sparta girls gymnastics team to repeat as MHSAA champions last weekend were slim when senior Maddie Meyer suffered an ankle injury early in last Friday's competition at Rockford. But the Rams, like the crew of Apollo 13, came through the adversity successfully. The deep Rockford Sparta lineup shined on the final rotation on the day on the balance beam, the Rams posting the second, third, and fourth highest scores on the apparatus at that meet, and they finished 1.25 points ahead of Grand Rapids Forest Hills for top honors, leaving Myers elated.
And I was so proud of them. I couldn't even hardly contain myself in the wheelchair. I was like cheering so hard for them.
In the individual competition on Saturday, Grand Ledge senior Rachel Hogan captured all-around honors, winning the vault and the uneven bars along the way. You can read all about the gymnastics finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Michigan Army National Guard performer this week is Grosse Pointe South's Jacob Montague, who set two meet records at the Lower Peninsula Boys Swimming and Diving Finals last weekend. You can read more about Montague on the second half. And our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Hancock freshman Alex Nordstrom, who scored two goals in the semifinals to help his team to the Division III Ice Hockey Championship last weekend. And Dylan Carl of Alma, who went over the 1,000-point mark in his career when his team downed Ovid Elsie in a District Boys basketball final. Are you fueling properly? Most student athletes should eat every 3 to 4 hours. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan Army National Guard is looking for high school juniors and seniors to help serve the community, state, and country. Guard members train as little as 1 week in a month and 2 weeks in the summer. Guard members can receive benefits to attend college full-time, covering the cost of tuition, books, and fees at most Michigan schools, plus great monthly pay. To learn more, text MyGuard, that's M-I-G-U-A-R-D, to 95577. Again, MyGuard to 95577. The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud supporter of the MHSAA.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
It's often been said that the most difficult call to make in all of sports officiating is the block charge in basketball. When you're watching your next basketball game, the key for the official in getting the play correct is determining whether or not the defender gets in a legal guarding position. Many times we'll hear announcers and commentators talk about the defender having his feet planted or stationary. That actually isn't required by the rule. The rules require the defender to be in a legal guarding position, which is a position where it's facing the offensive player, and they have established a position in advance of the offensive player. If the defender's in a legal position, the contact is now a charge.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. You would think that in the 91 years the MHSAA has conducted a boys basketball tournament and the 43 years the girls have played, exactly 550 championship games going into this weekend's girls' finals, that there would have been a number of games at that level decided by a buzzer beater that came from beyond half court. But no, while some of the shots seem to get longer with age, only one of them has ever come from beyond the timeline, and it celebrates its 30th anniversary this year. Flint Beecher and Saginaw Buena Vista were in a grind fest in the Class B boys basketball title game at Chrysler Arena in 1986, and with a score tied at 31 with 3 seconds to play, making it already the lowest scoring title game since the boys tournament became statewide in 1948, Beecher's Ernest Stewart hit the front end of a one-on-one to give the Bucks the lead. Stewart's second attempt missed. BV's Michael Jackson grabbed the rebound and passed out on the side to Coles, who launched a shot from between the rings in front of the Beecher bench that got nothing but net at the horn for his only 2 points of the game. Not even Kevin Smith's buzzer-beating shot to force overtime for Birmingham Brother Rice against Irvin Johnson's Lansing Everett squad in the 1977 Class A boys final was from beyond midcourt, nor was Andrew Mitchell's three-pointer for Detroit East Catholic as time expired in the 1997 Class D final against Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. Hey, Mitchell was just a couple of feet beyond the arc. But those legends have grown longer and longer over time, and what the heck, it's just part of the fun of March Magic. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.